the value of getting off the grid, like not just taking some time off and having a vacation or making a trip during the summer, your off season or whenever. But I want to talk to you about the value of getting completely off the grid, what impact it's had for me and why I make it a priority in my life. And you'll have to forgive the noise, you all. I'm literally sitting underneath the tall pine trees and amongst the pine needles and pine cones here in the northern Arizona mountains, on just a beautiful, gorgeous, just the deepest blue sky overhead. And so you might hear the breeze, the summer breeze blowing through these pine trees, or the birds in the trees overhead. And I hope that background noise isn't too annoying to you. So that's what I want to dive into. I want to make the case for you to not just take time off this summer if you're in the U.S. or during your summer, wherever you are in the world, but getting off the grid, what impact it's had for me and what I think it can do for you. So that's what we're going to talk about in this episode.
Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Welcome into this episode of the Culture Hacks Podcast. I am Russ Hill. I make my living coaching executives and impacting their results, working with them on really two areas, growth and movement, their personal, professional, individual growth, the growth of their organizations, their results, their development, their ability to impact and influence others and scale their impact in organizations. That's one area. The other area, movement, getting people to help you accelerate achieving results. And you can find out more about me at russhill.me. Russ Hill, my name, RussHill.me. You can also there subscribe to my weekly articles about leadership if you want to get those as well. Okay, so hopefully the background noise here, the breeze is not too loud, but I literally am in the forest as I get ready to begin attending the second summer camp that I'm going to this year, which is for my 15-year-old son. And I talked about this in the last episode. If you haven't listened to it, I strongly encourage you to go back to it, where in the last episode I shared two lessons I learned from my first summer camp this year, and that was with my youngest son, my 11-year-old, up at Lake Powell. I'm trying to move a little bit here to protect the microphone on my phone from the breeze. So hopefully that is working, so this doesn't mess up your speakers too much as you're listening to this. Okay, so I want to talk first about why I or how I take time off or how I get off the grid. So I do it two times a year. Typically, it's this time of year, June, when school gets out and summer camps and vacations happen in the U.S. I typically take anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks off, and I use that term off loosely. I'll get into kind of describing more about what that looks like for me. And then I typically do it again at the end of the year, kind of from before Christmas to the through New Year's. And I haven't always done this, but I've tried to do it as long as I've had the ability to do it. And wow, the wind's gusting here. You guys, I'm sorry. What do they call those trees? You've got the pine trees, and then you've got the aspens, and there's like a whole grove of aspens right here too, amongst the pines, just so beautiful. And right now in Phoenix, down in the valley, it's, you know, 110 degrees for the high. The summer is in full session. And so to be up here wearing shorts in the mountains, it's just amazing for me. So once I had the ability, once I was far enough up the leadership ladder, if you will, to where I had more than 2 weeks of vacation, and time off has been a valuable thing for me. So I've negotiated that in agreements with my employers when I worked in the corporate world, and that I wanted to be in positions once I got, you know, probably in my 30s. And this could happen sooner for you if you're in the corporate world. Sorry, while I'm having to head back, hiking down the hill a little bit, back to where my truck is parked. I'm going to go ahead and climb in there because I know it's annoying to listen to something when there's tons of there's tons of wind in it. So this should be better. I'm just climbing into my truck here. Okay, so once I got into a position where I could get more time off, then I tried to use that. And so in the summer, I'd get away for at least 2 weeks and go to camps, volunteer. For us, in our family, it was church camps with the teenagers, with youth. I wanted to be at them and to volunteer and to be able to do that. And I think companies are really smart when they give employees. We had what we called, when I was in the media business, the national broadcast company I worked for, we had what we called mad hours. And you got 40 hours of mad time a week. Mad stood for making a difference, making a difference. And you could submit, you had to submit for approval, and church camps and community service and humanitarian stuff, all that stuff was approved. The company was pretty loose with that. I was loose in approving it for my employees. And so it was paid time away, making a difference. And I thought our company was brilliant. Our CEO and executives were brilliant in making that an employee benefit, because it actually helped the company. I'm convinced it made everyone a better employee. It increased loyalty to the company, and it just cleared the mind of people. And so when, you know, experiences lead to beliefs, right? And so when a company says, hey, we're going to pay you, actually, we're going to give you paid time off to go make a difference, that leads to a belief about, wow, this company really values that. And so I once had those kind of benefits and I could get time away, I'd volunteer for camps, and then we'd have our family vacation as well during the summer, you know. And when I went away for the camps or on our summer trip with our kids or whatever, I made it a point as I've gotten older to just get firmly off the grid. So that means like no access to the email. I'm not sitting by the pool in Costa Rica or the ocean or wherever we're at in the world, whether it's 30 miles away or on the other side of the globe, I'm not sitting by the pool checking my emails every hour. My notifications for texts aren't turned on. I'm away. And so even this week, you all, like this morning, I had a call. So I spent the last 4 days on Lake Powell at the first summer camp. And then at the end of that, the day that I left that camp, I had a call with a Fortune 15 executive who's a coaching client of mine. So I got off the lake. I had the call with her and some of her team this morning. And then I connected with a colleague, got some work done for about an hour, hour and a half, the real essential stuff from this week. And then I was back off the grid to travel to the camp with my next youngest son. So I'm periodically checking in, like for an hour after 4 days, but I'm not reading emails and texts. And here's the reason why I think this is important. You're not really getting a full reset. To me, it's when you go on a vacation or a trip, it's like plugging your phone into the wall, plugging in the charger to your phone for like 20 minutes or for 10 minutes. Yeah, is it gonna give you some more juice to the batteries? Yeah. But is it gonna fully recharge you? Absolutely not. You're not coming back to work after that trip 100% fully recharged. And why is that important? Because as a leader, as somebody who's responsible for delivering results, you get in ruts. And even in your personal life, there are things you're not seeing because you're in a routine, you're in a rut, you're doing things constantly the same day, day in and day out. And without, there's a razor going by here in the mountains. You get stuck in those routines. And so to think creatively, to really increase your emotional, mental, spiritual, physical well-being, I'm convinced you got to get away. At least that's been my experience. So I come back with new ideas. I can't tell you how many times I've come back from being off the grid for a week or two and I implement a new strategy or I start a new topic with my leadership team or with somebody else, or I think, you know what, I'm going to start doing this differently. Or I've come back at some points in my life and gone, you know what, I actually think it's time to leave this company. I'm not going to leave tomorrow, but probably in the next 12 months or 6 months, or it's time for me to be in a different position. I'm not growing enough. It allows me to assess myself, to get to a higher altitude, to zoom out of life in every aspect of it, spiritually, physically, mentally, professionally, all of these areas. I'm able to take a broader view and just have a clearer mind. And so a lot of you've done this, you know, at certain times in your life where you've gotten fully off the grid. And I'm guessing you can relate to what I'm talking about. You've been able to do this as well. And so I'm a huge advocate of it. Here in the summer, where we're at in the U.S. and kind of this side of the globe, I would advocate, do you have that planned right now? Do you have a week or two or even more? One of my clients, one of my coaching clients is a global pharmaceutical company that's based in the U.S. And this is common in the pharma industry, where they call it the summer shutdown. And they do another shutdown in like mid December through mid January, I think, is when they typically do it. And it's common in amongst most pharmaceutical companies, where they give everybody no one's working. The company is shut down for a month, twice a year. Now, that's the extreme example, right? The co-founders of the firm I used to work at until February of this year, as they built their company, they would take off 1 to 2 months every summer, because they were going on a family vacation. They were volunteering or running camps for teenagers or whatever else. And so they built that in. That's what they did. So they were off the grid. And I'm just a huge advocate for doing that. So if you've got, I know some of you listening, you're earlier in your career, or you're in a position right now where you can't do that. I get it. Or the nature of your industry or what you do doesn't allow yourself to even, some of you are thinking, I can't get off the grid for like 12 hours, like, because the nature of my work. And I would just have you evaluate that. Is there some way to have backups or a team that you can rely on to where you can do that? Because I'm convinced it will make you healthier. It will make you more creative. It will help you think differently. It will increase your contribution, your ideas, your growth in so many ways. So you get the point of it. So I do that twice a year, summertime, usually about right now. You're hearing me at the beginning of this, and then again in the late part of the year. And for me, it's an absolute essential thing. Last year with COVID and no vacations, really, you know, everybody in lockdown during the summer and everything shut down and all of that, I've really missed getting off the grid like this. And I'm finding it to be, I'm halfway through it during the summertime right now. And I'm finding it to be incredibly rejuvenating, recharging. In fact, I spent part of my drive, my 4-hour drive from the first summer camp where my youngest is at to the second summer camp where my next youngest is at. I spent maybe an hour and a half listening to an audiobook from somebody who I think is a pretty smart person. I'm not ready yet to recommend the book because I'm not deep enough in it to know if it's really worth advocating that other people spend their time with it. But there are already a couple of ideas I'm getting out of it that are making me think differently. And that's the value, right, of being able to get away and just get out of it, change the scenery, change the setting, change the routine. It will do wonders for you. So that's my challenge to you, my thought for you in this episode. And I hope you get the chance to do it at least once, if not twice a year. Find a way, whatever your circumstances are, to do it. Whether it's even for like a day, I hope that you're able to do it for much longer than that, a week or two at a time. So with that, it's about time for me to pull up the dirt road and get to the cabin where my 15-year-old has spent the last couple of days, and where I'm going to spend the last couple of days of his summer camp with him. And I'm super excited about it. So with that, I hope you're healthy. Hope you're doing well. If you haven't subscribed or followed the podcast yet, and you find value in this episode, oh my gosh, there's this squirrel. Never mind. Speaking of squirrel, isn't that the joke? Somebody yells squirrel. Like there's literally a squirrel sitting right in front of my truck and totally distracted me because I thought it was a rock and then I realized it wasn't. Okay. Anyway, I hope if you haven't followed or subscribed to the podcast yet and you find value in it, I hope you'll tap on the follow or subscribe button. You'll get two new episodes every week on Monday and Wednesdays, at least here in the U.S. That's when they come out. And if you find value, you might tell a friend or mention it to family member, colleague, peer, whatever as well. Thank you all for listening so much. It means a ton to me. I hope that I'm bringing value to you, ideas, thoughts, observations that cause you to think differently as you try to influence others and grow your impact. Okay, hope you're healthy. Hope you're doing well. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. Are you getting my emails as well? Every week, I'm writing an article designed to strengthen your ability to lead others. Are you seeing these? If you're not, join the more than 5,000 people who are reading them. They've subscribed for free. Just go to russhill.me. Start getting those weekly leadership articles at russhill.me. At that site, by the way, you can also learn more about my online courses and coaching sprints if you've got interest in that as well. russhill.me.